You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. It's the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. So glad to have you today here. It's going to be a great one, as usual, I think. So the other day, I asked a question on Facebook. The question I asked on Facebook was, ask me one question. That's all it was. No explanation. Nothing else, just ask me one question. I got a lot of good ones, a lot of crazy ones, but there are two in particular I would actually like to address here on the show. And I told the people that asked the question on Facebook, I said, I'm going to answer this on your show, on my show. So are you ready for this? It's going to be quite interesting. I'm going to use first names only. And Bruce asked me a question. Do you ever long for one simple juicy sirloin burger off the grill on a toasted bun and a cold beer? I think Bruce was serious, asking me, do I ever just want to sink my teeth into a big juicy burger or similar? And I'll give him my answer. My answer is absolutely no. I do not long for this. I do not want one. I do not crave it. No.
Hi.
I don't. Hi. I don't. No. And the reason is simple. I love animals. I have pets. As I'm walking right now, I'm walking by horses in my neighborhood. And by the way, when I said hi, that was a biker that came by and said hello to me. I'm not going crazy. I'm not talking to myself. Animals are beautiful. We are animals. Humans are animals, and there are plenty of non-human animals out there. And I know that if I were to ever, and I did for 58 years, but if I were to ever sink my teeth into a burger, what I'm doing is basically eating ground-up suffering animal. That's what that is. It's basically, if you think about it, it's a ground-up animal that suffered its entire life. Believe it or not, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, that's so if you are eating a burger, that's what you're eating. You're contributing to animal suffering. And you're eating the end product. That thing is just ground up on your plate. No, Bruce, I don't crave that. I'm sorry, I don't. When you eat something like that, you're eating fear. You're eating suffering. It's actually going into your cells, in your body. And I will tell you, since I stopped eating animal products, I really believe that I have become a kinder individual. That's not to say that you're not kind. I've noticed a tremendous difference, though, in my life, how I feel, how I treat other people. It didn't happen overnight. It's actually taken, I've been vegan now for 3 years, just about exactly 3 years now. And it did not happen the first time I just took animals off my plate. But over time, I swear to you, I feel like I'm just more compassionate to others, not only animals, but to other human beings. My life really turned that way, I swear to you. I'm very careful with what I say to people and how I say it. And I try to, like, respect and love more than I ever have in my life. Oh my God, I used to snap back at people when they would say something that I didn't like, and I used to... Insult is not the right word, but I used to take things personally and give it back personally. You know, when you become vegan, when you take animals off your plate, when you stop eating that fear and stop being involved in the suffering, along with all the other unhealthy things that when you eat a ground-up animal on your plate, a lot of other things go with that. Your body makeup really does change. I'm not kidding you. It changes. And I'm able to say this, Bruce, or anybody else that's listening that's curious, Because I've done it both ways. If you've only eaten animals your entire life, it's not fair for you to say what it's like if you don't, because you've never tried it. You've never done it. And trying it, it does not mean for a week. It does not mean for a month. It really doesn't mean for a year. I really started noticing changes, big changes. It took a while. It probably took a while to get the toxicity and the suffering and the fear out of my cells. You know, your cells turn over every, I'm not even sure the time, but every so often your cells totally turn over to brand new cells. And of course you're getting cells from things you're ingesting into your body. And so it's not an overnight process, but I swear to you, once you eliminate animals, you really turn into a different person. You really do. And you can't really understand this if you're putting animal products into your system. You can't understand it. It's just because you have not done it the other way. I'm not demeaning. I'm not looking down on anybody at all, because I've always said this. I don't judge. And I just got off of a little bit of a Facebook conversation, let's say, with somebody that's so far vegan that this person really doesn't even like people that are non-vegan. I mean, seriously, that we got into a little discussion. I say a big discussion on Facebook. And this person basically only respects and likes people that are vegan. Now, do I think that's a good way to live my life? No. I've got tons of friends. Let's face it, 98 to 99% of the people on this planet, maybe not, let's say 97 to 99%, eat some type of animal product. If I said that all those people were bad people, I wouldn't have a lot to hang with. But I wouldn't think that anyway. I've got you know, whether you're eating meat or not, and tons of friends and family members and associates and people I do business with that do eat animal products. And do I think they're bad people? No. I want to stress that. No. At age 56, I was not a bad person. I was consuming meat. I learned over a period of time that that's probably not the best way to live your life. And I changed. Not everybody is along the same timeline. Some people are behind me. Some people are way ahead of me. But that doesn't mean that I am or was a bad person. It doesn't mean that you are or were. It has nothing to do with being a good or bad person. It has to do with what you feel is right to do in your life. And there's no judging. But getting back to the original question, I mean, do I feel I ever want to eat meat again or any animal product? No, I don't. Simple answer, Bruce. Hope that helps you. I'm going to take one more question that I promised this person I would answer as well. It's a great one, actually. It's from Michelle. And she asks if I could take one item out of the grocery store, like eliminate one item to never come back again, ever. What would it be? Besides meat, besides animal products. As she said besides meat, I'm taking that as besides any animal products. So anything that has, we're talking about a non-animal product. What do I eliminate forever from the grocery store? Hey, great question. There are probably a lot. But the one that comes to my mind right off the bat, can you guess? Can you guess what I'm going to say? What do you think it is? What's the one product I would like to see gone, like made illegal? I don't think this will ever happen. The one product I'd like to see just gone, vanished from the shelves, banished or vanished from the shelves, is, drum roll please, Coca-Cola. And all of its associated products, such whether it's the same manufacturing company or a different manufacturing company, all sugary or non-sugary soft drinks, whether they're sugar laden or diet, you know, with the artificial sweeteners, they are poison. I never ever drink soft drinks. Never. They're poisoning our population. They're causing medical problems. They're causing obesity. They're causing all kinds of issues. There's nothing healthy about them. They should not be sold. They should be only on the black market. They should not be legal. They're horrible. And we're pumping. I don't even have the stats in front of me. I wish I would have looked up some stats before the show, but I'd like to know how many gallons of soft drink the average person drinks, even per week. The average person drinks. I go into an Asian restaurant where, usually the food is relatively healthy, and I get green tea or something like that, and people are drinking Coke. I don't get it. It's killing us, people. Let's get rid of the soft drinks. Then we'll work on some other things. But the soft drinks should go. You got it, Michelle? Do you like that? That's my answer. Right now, I'm actually in my outdoor studio and walking. So here's the deal. My car, one of my cars, was in the shop being fixed over the past couple days. I was out of town traveling. I dropped it off. They took care of it. And the shop that has it is about 4 miles away from where I live. Now, it would have been very easy for me to say, hey, Yoko, can you drive me over and pick my car up? Most people, I think 99.9% of the people in this situation would do that. Hey, give me a lift over to the car place. I'm going to pick my car up. No, I put my backpack on, a light backpack. It's the backpack I use for hiking and running. Put my backpack on, put water in it, put an energy bar in it, brought my portable recording studio with me. And I'm outside now walking the 4 miles, it's a magic four, the 4 miles up to get my car. How much fun is that? Think about your movement, your body movement. If there's a chance to move your body as opposed to, for example, getting on an elevator, take the steps instead of an elevator. Park your car far away at the grocery store and walk a little bit. Don't take a train if you can walk. Don't take a cab. Don't take a car if you can walk, if it's possible to walk, if you have the time to do it. I noticed yesterday, I was on the stage all day long. I was doing a had a speaking engagement in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And when I got off the stage around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I looked at my Fitbit. I had over 11,000 steps. Motivational speaking is aerobic. It is. You can walk a lot, either on the stage, walk around the room, connect with the audience. It's aerobic. I got over 11,000 steps in just from speaking, and that's not even including any of the walking I did after that gig. Think about it. Move your body. Okay, guys, I'm getting ready. In exactly 1 week, we've got the vegan Indian buffet and open mic. I'm excited. It's sold out. I'm excited to see many of you that are coming in from out of town. Steve's coming in from Oklahoma. I got a guy, can't remember his name right off the top of my head. It's somebody's dad who's performing. He's coming in from Las Vegas. We got a couple people coming in from Japan now. Now, admittedly, they're not coming in from Japan only for the open mic. They're going to be here anyway for a 10-day trip, and they're going to be coming to the open mic. It's going to be wild. I cannot wait to see you there. And if you're not coming to this one, it's in Maryland. If you're not coming, look for future dates. We're going to do some more of these. Hey, until next week, I love you. I'm Dr. Dave.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.